We can get the news in detail now from Brian Jennings.
Israeli forces have seized control of a charity boat whose crew had been aiming to break a decades-long Israeli naval blockade and deliver a symbolic amount of aid to the people of Gaza later today. The British-flagged yacht, the Madeleine, was boarded by Israeli forces overnight before it could reach Gaza. The yacht is now being towed to Israel. The voyage was organised by the Freedom Flotilla Coalition. It raises international awareness of the humanitarian crisis in Gaza. Among the 12-strong crew are the French MEP Rima Hassan and the Swedish climate campaigner Greta Thunberg, who complained about the international response to the Israeli bombardments of Gaza.
No matter how dangerous this mission is, it is nowhere near as dangerous as the silence of the entire world in the face of a live-stream genocide.
Violence has erupted for a third day on the streets of Los Angeles during protests against immigration raids. National Guard units deployed on the orders of the US President Donald Trump fired tear gas and rubber bullets. Cars and tires have been set on fire and dozens of people have been arrested. The mayor of Los Angeles, Karen Bass, called the use of the National Guard a dangerous escalation.
What we're seeing in Los Angeles is chaos that is provoked by the administration. When you raid Home Depot and workplaces, when you tear parents and children apart, and when you run armored caravans through our streets, you cause fear and you cause panic. And deploying federalized troops is a dangerous escalation. There's clearly no plan and there is clearly no policy.
Meanwhile, President Trump's order banning citizens of 12 countries from entering the United States has come into effect. Government party leaders are expected to have further discussions later today on plans to overhaul the rental sector. The meeting will take place ahead of a cabinet meeting tomorrow, when ministers are due to sign off on changes to the rent pressure zone system. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin said the proposals were well balanced and would give greater protection to renters and provide certainty for investors. Opposition parties have criticised the plans. Our political correspondent, Micheál Lehane.
This is a contentious political decision. Already the government has been accused of throwing renters to the vulture funds, but it remains resolute that it will take action. Under the plans, which will be pored over again tonight, rents in newly built properties will no longer be capped at 2% annually, but will instead be tied to the rate of inflation. The proposal, which Housing Minister James Brown will bring to Cabinet, will likely state that there will be no changes for existing renters if they stay in their current tenancy. However, if they move, a landlord can reset the rent for the new tenant at the market rate. There will also be protections for new renters, which will provide security of tenure for at least 6 years.
On this programme, Mary Conway, chairperson of the Irish Property Owners Association, gave her initial reaction to the limited details that have emerged about the plans so far.
Everything is very low on the detail yet. We would feel there's a lot of focus on apartments in Dublin, which is great. It's wonderful to see investment coming in. But we would represent a lot of one-owner landlords down around the country. And if they exit the market in those areas, there's no incentive for somebody to come back in.
A United Nations Oceans Conference is getting underway in the French city of Nice today. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin is among more than 60 world leaders attending the event. Delegates will discuss initiatives aimed at rescuing the seas from climate change, pollution and over-exploitation. From Nice, Liam Nolan reports.
10 years on from the Paris Agreement, a landmark deal that set targets to limit global warming, marine experts and climate activists are hoping that governments will commit to an equally historic agreement in Nice to protect the world's oceans. Decades of overfishing, plastic pollution and deep-sea mining have taken their toll on marine ecosystems, 60% of which are either degraded or being used unsustainably, according to the United Nations. Hundreds of new pledges to conserve marine environments are expected from governments and businesses at the conference. And organisers hope that by Friday, governments will sign the Nice Ocean Action Plan, a political declaration to underpin any pledges that countries make here. The Taoiseach Micheál Martin will today take part in the launch of the European Union's Ocean Pact, which plans to restore maritime habitats and support fishing communities across the 27 member state bloc. While in the afternoon, Mr. Martin will deliver a speech on behalf of Ireland at the conference's main plenary session. Liam Nolan, RTÉ News, Nice.
And now the weather.
RTÉ Radio 1 weather with Grant. For reliable, efficient and affordable home heating solutions, trust Grant to heat your home. Think heating, think Grant. Visit grant.ie.
There'll be rain and drizzle this morning, mainly in the northern half of the country, heaviest across Ulster. It'll be drier further south. Highest temperatures will range from 13 to 17 degrees.